This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
First, Doug, Jen, Victoria, here to work our way through some of the things that you may want to know more about. We're here daily, weekly, monthly, annually. It's around the clock. All Doug, all the time at TuneIn Radio pretty soon. Jen, we got that going for us.
Love it.
Here's something that this is a call to action of sorts. You know how my passions lie very deeply for farming, the ag community, because it's been as much a part of my life, actually maybe more a part of my life than the radio world, which I've been a part of since I was 17 years old, been around cows since I was a stick figure. And when I see these things going on, it so troubles me. This is back to some of the philosophical questions about what we're doing to our country, how we're destroying the fabric and fiber of who we are, who we were. We have just celebrated our birthday. And many of you don't have a sense or a feel about where your food comes from, how important American family farmers have been. And now the Senate votes today to ban GMO labeling. The GMO labeling is one of the most footballed issues and items. It has the force that this brings to what you can do or not in terms of what food choices you have. So I'm going to give you a little background. It's called the Roberts-Stabenow Bill. Debbie Stabenow is from Michigan. She's the ranking Democrat on the Ag Committee. And Roberts is a jerk from Kansas who is the chairman of the Senate Ag Committee. He's the problem. Well, she's the, but they're all, everybody's a problem. GMO labeling was supposed to start in Vermont. It was supposed to be enacted the first of the month. The closer you look at this bill, which is going to be voted on today, the worse it gets. It's so bad that even the FDA says that it is not any good. That's how bad. This bill is so bad the FDA doesn't like it. That's how bad it is. It asserts that GMOs are substantially equivalent to conventional foods. The bill's biggest flaws, that no on-package label now will be required. The companies can put a code on the package, a phone number or a website which you can go to or call to find out if there's any GMO.
Yeah, after you,
have
you
to
bought
work
the product.
At.
Yep.
God.
And after you bought the product.
Right. You got to buy it first, right?
Yeah.
There are no federal enforcement penalties for misinformation or companies who fail to comply. There's no requirement for anything. There's no mechanism for the government to enforce the law. There are massive loopholes in this. The definition of genetically engineered foods, genetically modified foods, what you have on the label. This is the damnedest thing. This makes me so angry. You can hear it in my voice. This is not a compromise on labeling. This is a ban on labeling, GMO labeling. Vermont's law went into effect. Most of the food manufacturers came into compliance. Gee whiz, there's still food on the grocery store.
So you know what I would do if I were a company who was using non-GMO food? So if I were one of the companies that we want to highlight, right?
Yeah.
That are doing things the right way, I would print all over my packaging non-GMO, 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 and yeah, almost create a group of those non-GMO distributors, yeah, who start advertising the fact that they are non-GMO. Because if the government won't let you label things, right? We're not going to, yeah, label things honestly. Then the people who are doing it right should start promoting themselves as something, because obviously, right, this is important to people.
Yep.
It's just not so important to the lobbyists. And so, you know, I think that's what I would do if I were. I would use this as a marketing opportunity if I were a true non-GMO food purveyor.
One of the things
I would say 90% of the things that we have in our kitchen has a non-GMO label on it. So there are companies that have been voluntarily.
What more important thing is there in your life other than the love of your family? What more important thing is there other than being able to choose the food you want to put in your body, good or bad? But you, this is why there's a revolution brewing and a serious one in our country. Because when you tell people they can't choose the food, whatever it is, good or bad, you have no choices. That's when our democracy or whatever this form of government is fails. There are plenty of other examples.
People don't care. I mean, that's the thing. It's not
fine,
the end all
care.
Be all.
That's
yeah,
fine.
There's a lot of people who are going to just buy food because they like the way it tastes
yeah,
because
or it's
cheap
yeah.
or whatever
right.
it is.
Right, they're entitled to do that.
But at least if it's all laid out for you.
But I want to know what I'm buying. Thank you. And so this labeling, I got a kick out of reading in one of my, I use four or five different trades that I look at every day from the ag business, the ag world, and one of them, which is in the bag for the big ag company, says that this is needed. The bill is needed to preempt a patchwork of conflicting state laws. Now we'll have a national label of some kind. No, we won't. We're not going to have any label. If they don't want to put a label on, they're not going to put a label. The label will say, call this number to find out what you're eating. That's what the label is going to say. There is no excuse.
No, I mean, look, you know, this came up a lot when people started posting, when chains of stores, of restaurants had to post the calorie count on menus or on, you know, if you go into McDonald's or a Starbucks and you see how many calories are. Is that national or is that state by state?
It depends.
With the chains, I think it's national.
It's
but
national.
I think state by state for the mom and pop.
Well,
right, but you can make the argument that people at first were afraid to disclose how many calories are in a Frappuccino. But people still order Frappuccinos, so some people make it an educated decision and say, well, you know what,
that's
I don't
all.
Really need to have 600 calories in one coffee. So, you know, some people don't do it, and other people don't care at all. So why not give the people...
So
but how not, you know, but why not give the same type of treatment to GMO
You're
labeling?
You're preaching to the choir. Anybody who's
it's
got any
hard.
Sense at all need, you know, this is bad. So here, and what's happened is the Organic Trade Association has been taken over by the big corporate ag businesses. So they go and say, oh, this is a great bill. No, that isn't a great bill, but because you're a tool of ADM and Cargill and Monsanto and these other big outfits that have taken the organic name and bastardized it, so that really you've heard me say this 100 times, you heard me say it once. There's no value to organic anymore. Natural,
right.
local, maybe there's some value to that, but there's no value to organic anymore in reality. So you should be calling your senators right now. Whatever state you're in, go to the to your computer, Google their office number, and call them and say you don't want them to vote for this bill. That's it. Simple. 888-897-0174 is the number to call the Senate office building. 888-897-0174. Can we post that?
Well, I'm doing it right
Twitter
now.
Or Facebook. 888-897-0174 to tell them what you think they ought to do, what's in your best interest.
All say right? that number one more time,
888-897-0174. Just call them and urge them to reject the Robert Stabenow compromise GMO bill. It's not a compromise where both sides get something. It's a compromise that everybody gets nothing except Monsanto and Big Ag. That's it. They're the only ones getting anything out of this. You're not. But there are these. By the way, we're so far behind. There are 60 countries that have this sort of a bill that require what people eat to be noted on the label. 60 other countries. We're that far behind. So I've said my piece. Exasperating as it is, that's the system. So you know how to use the system, make the system work for you. Call your senator and tell him no on the GMO labeling bill. 888-897-0174, 16 after the hour.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending.
Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Oh, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I could finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dub Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
All right, so those of you who are big into Buffalo Wild Wings, they call it B-Dubs.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah, B-Dubs.
All-day soccer action at B-Dubs. They're even serving up a new stadium-inspired menu with items like the bacon double cheeseburger and loaded garlic fries, Buffalo Wild Wings. You go in. You may not come out, but you'll go in.
But you're going to have fun while you're there.
Wings, beer, sports, yes. And stay away from the GMO. What are you supposed to do with, how do you label that kind of stuff?
There's no, please, there is no GMOs in Buffalo Wild Wings.
All right, so I want to know, as long as we're grinding here, I was thinking about these two students at Kansas State University who were raped, two separate fraternity houses last year. The school refused to investigate the allegations because the houses aren't part of the campus. The students file lawsuits arguing that by failing to investigate, Kansas State had violated Title IX. Court documents filed this week. The government sided with the victims going after the school. Continuing effects of a student-on-student rape, including the constant fear of exposure to one's assailant, can render a student's educational environment hostile, you think? Why are we having so much trouble with this? Why is there pushback to doing the right thing?
You know, the police have to investigate this too, but the idea that a campus, when this is supposed to be an educational facility and their biggest priority should be for you to have a good learning environment.
Right, comfortable learning environment.
Even if the
bullying,
police investigate, the idea
assault.
That they're not going to do anything about these students, if they're found guilty, you know, the students who committed the rape, that they're not going to get rid of those students.
Because academia is corrupt. And
yes,
let me
so many other institutions.
Yeah, like so many other institutions. They're teaching a certain curriculum, and they want the world to believe that this is like this perfect little bubble. Mm-hmm. And so these stories get swept under the rug time and time again to the detriment and safety of their women students. Forget just female students, just everybody, because they don't want to realize that there's a problem here. One of the best things that I've heard come out of President Obama is that he said he's not going to tour these campuses. He won't go to campuses that have bad records on this kind of stuff. And I think that's good. It's time we stop overlooking this stuff.
Yep. Well, I mean, what I find difficult in here, the campus, the school charged the boys with drinking violations, but not raping these girls.
Yeah, exactly.
They said, we're not going to charge them because they're off campus. Hello, you.
Yeah, but they also exactly. But they control what happens in these frats with drinking, just not raping.
Disgusting. 21 after the hour.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again. It's like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have to help me with the Mumford.
You know me. You know.
Well, what do you need help with? This one's called Sigh No More.
All right. So, some disturbing news came out of last week's Bravalla Festival in Sweden. Reports that 5 incidents of rape, 12 of sexual assault were made at this music festival. This is out of control. This is one of the things in the world that you just you can't accept this kind of stuff. And Sons among the headliners. They issued a statement. Quote: this was on Twitter posted. We're appalled to hear what happened at the festival last weekend. We're gutted by these hideous reports. We won't play at these festivals again until we've had assurances from the police and organizers that they're doing something to combat what appears to be a disgustingly high rate of sexual violence. Swedish police accused of trying to cover up similar instances of these sort of assaults at a festival in Stockholm as well. So, I guess
it's something like 62 cases they've been accused of covering up.
What is there? And I know I sound like I'm naive. Is it so difficult for attractive men to find attractive women who like each other? Or for attractive,
no,
whatever.
But you're making the point. It's about
women?
Power. That's the thing. It's not about finding women.
Right.
I mean, maybe for some it is. Maybe for some they have, you know, social issues or whatever. But for so many men, this is a power trip. That's what turns them on. They're thrill seekers. They want more and more and more and more, and they go after.
So it's
women.
Like diving out of an airplane then. For
yeah, you just want more and more.
But that's what I don't get either. Is in this situation, is it really that hard? Because it's not that the police don't know what's happening. They're hiding the fact that it has happened.
Yeah.
Is it that hard for them to do something about it if they know what's happening? What is it about this particular crime that causes so many people to sweep it under the rug? If people were getting robbed at these festivals, would they do the same thing?
No. They would have a lot. They would take action.
There's something really missing in the communication links here, for me, anyway. I just don't... I think about this. There, these things happen daily, and these people like this jerk in Stanford.
Right.
It becomes, oh well, you know, this kid's, he only did it for 20 minutes or something like that. What did he do to this woman's life? And I so distance myself from people. When I listen to conversations like this, when I'm around men who talk like this, that's why more of my friends, I don't have many friends anyway, but any good friends that I have for the most part are women. I mean, I can count the number of men that I consider to be true friends probably on one hand. And that doesn't get anything to do with what they do. I just don't find men, I don't find their company, their companionship of much value, because it's always about the same stuff, and I have no interest in this stuff. Unless it's my guys on the farm that I enjoy, Donald, especially, and John, then that's cool, and Joe. But I don't see, and sometimes I get uncomfortable with the conversation that goes on, because of the suggestive quality. You never hear that from a couple of them, but once in a while it comes out, and it's just, it's like calling Obama, using the N-word for Obama. I can't abide by that stuff. I don't like him as president, but what does it say about your stupidity quotient that you think that stuff is okay? And that's
right.
Really what it is. It's just stupidity.
It happens on both sides. You know, people cannot like him just because they don't like his policies and not be racist.
Right.
And then on the other side, you don't have to just like him because you don't agree with
him. Because he's black.
Look.
Right. 28 past the hour.
Lower ethanol volumes next year? Not if America's corn farmers can help it. Listen today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
America. She never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
The EPA wants a lower ethanol volume in 2017 than Congress prescribed in the renewable fuel standard. At a recent EPA hearing, among those testifying in favor of keeping ethanol at the statutory volumes was Chip Bowling, a Maryland farmer and president of the National Corn Growers Association.
Farmers, along with the ethanol industry and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, have invested millions in new ethanol pumps and fuel infrastructure so that drivers can access affordable, renewable fuel and choices, and it's up to the EPA to deliver on those promises. So our message today is clear. Any reduction in statutory targets takes America backward, threatening our environment, our economy, and our energy security.
More in my next show for the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
One and one is two. Two and two is three. Three and three is four. Wait a minute, that's not true. Wait a minute, what happened to my math skills? One and one is two. Two and two is four. Four and four is eight. Eight and eight is 16. 16 and 16 is 32. 32 and 32 is 64. 64 and 64 is 128. 128 and 128 is 256.
Why is there math? What are you doing?
I'm trying to make everybody broader in their thinking.
By taking us back to second grade timetables?
Oh, come on.
I think everybody just took a snooze instead.
Okay. Listen, everybody's a critic. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria, 34 and change past the hour here. The state of New Jersey, where Victoria comes from, being scrutinized. The story of Marsha Longinetti. Her son was killed. She has been working with the police to try to gain access to his, Kevin is the kid's name, his email, his phones, all that sort of thing. And as a result of the work, she has, in like time, canceled a lot of his subscriptions, credit cards, bank accounts, arranging his burial, that sort of thing. And then she tried to deal with his student loans, college loans. Ms. Longinetti, call called the feds about the loans. She told them her son had been murdered. Administrator offered condolences and said the balance will be written off. That was not in writing. That was a verbal communication.
Mm-hmm.
When she got a letter from the agency that had lent her son money, quote, please accept our condolences on your loss. After careful consideration of the information you provided, the authority has determined that your request does not meet the threshold for loan forgiveness. Monthly statements will continue to be sent to you. So this lady co-signed on the loans. She said she was shocked. She's confused. Her experience, however, is more the norm than not when it comes to this. Now, this was a state along with a federal loan. So I'm not sure how in New Jersey this works. I know how it works in Massachusetts.
Well, yeah, just to be clear, the federal loans were, they did go away.
Mm-hmm.
But the state loan, which is a private company that works with New Jersey. Yeah.
Is that, yeah, right.
They apparently don't give, you apparently still have to pay the loans if your kid dies.
So basically, you're dealing with loan sharks. State-sanctioned loan sharking. That's what this is all about.
Let's think about it, though, from a different way. I mean, it's tragic, but let's think about this. Because I know from personal experience, when my mom's mom died, the credit, that the debt that she had outstanding was still something my mom had to pay off. Mm. It's not like
wasn't that her estate? Your grandmother's estate paid for it?
No, because she didn't have really an estate. Basically, she left kind of in debt. My mom had to pay off her bills. And so that's what, I mean, this sort of, the thing is like you can go through the system and try to prove death certificates and try to make deals with creditors, but your bad behavior, your bad credit doesn't go away when you die at the end of a full life. It doesn't necessarily shock me that even though her kid's death is tragic, that it would just magically go away.
Why would you want, I mean, I understand that the debt became, it became due when the kid was killed and stopped paying the loan. I guess I'm trying to find a balance here someplace, and I don't know what the balance is. I can see this, another story about a kid named Chris Gonzalez, couldn't keep up with his loans after he came down with lymphoma, got laid off by Goldman Sachs, didn't have any income, didn't have anything. And he asked them to suspend his payments because of a hardship. A state of New Jersey is now suing him for $266,000. What about looking into or having an insurance fund or something that's moderately creative that would take care of these things instead of
What Gap Insurance is? Doesn't Gap Insurance on a lot of different things kind of cover things like that? If you're out of work for a long time?
I think I'm not sure exactly how you... how it would work here. Gap is to cover that which you're not covered for.
Mm-hmm.
And between one policy and another, like Social Security, I think, or Medicare has Gap policies in it, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So I get that the family owed the money, the kid owed the money. I get that. But it seems to me, with all of the public programs that we have, and we all know that we are awash in this country with public programs to help this, that, or the other person. So why isn't there a state-funded insurance program?
You know what
program?
I would like to see, since I've been playing the If This Were My World, what I'd like to see game all morning long?
Yeah, yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice if people in the community or that knew this woman got together and did a GoFundMe to help pay off the debt?
Yeah.
And that may happen.
Yeah.
Thankfully, that's a viable option for a lot of things.
But I think that the state, when they become as aggressive as they have here, have some splaining to do. I know how Lucy had some splaining to do, Jen?
I do. I love it.
Had some splaining to do. I don't know. I want to see justice. The money is due, it's owed, and it should be paid. But not by a grieving mother who doesn't have any money in the first place. Yeah, she co-signed it. But isn't there a better way we think of ourselves as a progressive society, better way to handle this? But plus the fact, you know what? Too many people are going to college. There's too much emphasis on going to college, borrowing all this money. Look at all the people that are in debt when they graduated from college this year and don't even have a job. They have no place to. What are we doing?
They're living
at home. Why are we telling everybody they need to go to college?
The fact that we promote trade school more often is just ridiculous. People look down upon it. I mean, not everybody's cut out to go to a 4-year. Not everybody wants to go to a 4-year. And now a 4-year, because so many people do it, you need a master's degree. You need to keep going to advance yourself. I mean, it's a perfectly good idea to go to trade school. We need to be promoting that.
All right, in a moment, what can cause you prosperity? Think about what could be good for you. The gold rally now is pretty cool, but there's another way. I'm going to have somebody here named Jordan Goodman to explain something I've been talking about on the air this week that is nothing but good for all of you. Up next here.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr., middle name, Safety, last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray, like after the gym,
or a crowded elevator ride,
or golf,
or working with farm animals,
or a hard day's work,
like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
As families take to the water this summer, there is reason for extra caution. Nearly 800 children drown each year, and more than half of those are under age 5. Two-thirds of fatal drownings occur between May and August. New research from Save Kids Worldwide and Nationwide's Make Safe Happen program uncovers some common misconceptions that are giving families a false sense of security. Save Kids President and CEO, Kate Carr.
Drowning is silent and quick. Parents need to keep their focus on kids in and around water and change the common misconceptions that can lead to drowning.
One misconception parents believe is that they will hear a child in the act of drowning. The fact is, drowning is often silent with little splashing or yelling. Yet half of parents surveyed said if a child was drowning nearby, they would hear it. Save Kids suggests that when with a group, like at a pool party, parents choose a water watcher so everyone is clear who is on duty to watch the kids. For more tips, visit SaveKids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
For America's Money Answer Man, Jordan Goodman is here on Good Day with a focus on the aftermath of that vote in England, the fear that's been created, Jordan, and the ideas that we need to get out of the stock market, silly things like that. But are they silly? Are there real reasons to be concerned?
There really are real reasons to be concerned, Doug. This is a big, big surprise. Going into that Brexit vote, as I called it, the bookies were saying 90% chance of staying in, 10% chance of leaving. And leaving one. So it was a real surprise. 52-48. So it's caused tremendous volatility in the markets. The stock market at first plummeted dramatically around the world, lost $3 trillion in market value, and then immediately came right back. So it's caused a tremendous amount of fear and uncertainty in the entire market.
All right. So as we look at this problem, you look at the good things. Interest rates have fallen. Money's pouring into the U.S. because it's safer here than it is in Europe, or certainly in England, it would seem. So what is that doing to the value of our currency, or the value of being here as far as putting your money here?
Well, you're right. Because of all the uncertainty both in Britain and the rest of Europe, money is pouring into the U.S., which has pushed our interest rates down. The long-term treasury, 10-year treasury, is down to about 1.4%, which is the lowest we've ever seen in our lifetimes, Doug, 1.4%. And the banks, CDs, money market funds, savings accounts, treasury bills, zero, basically. As far as the eye can see, there's no way you're going to earn anything by keeping your money in the bank. And I think that 1.4 could go even lower, maybe potentially down to 1%. In Europe, there are literally negative interest rates. You go to a Swiss bank and say, I'd like a CD, they'll give you minus 3%. You'll get back 97 cents on your dollar. So rates have really come down a lot.
The Japanese are doing that, too, are they? Are they
exactly
able to put money in the bank? I've forgotten about it. I know
it's
kind of...
It's a very strange situation, but that's the way things are going.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about alternatives. A lot of people want to know what to do. I have a friend who has money in the bond market, and I think she's averaging 4%, maybe 5%. She's very conservative, doesn't want to take any chances, doesn't want to go, she's not outside the box. So what do you say to people like that to begin with, who are feeling that they
need
to be...
Well, go outside the box. I guess the idea is go outside the box, because there really are some good alternatives that most people don't know about to earn much higher yields with a great amount of security. And something I'm doing myself is what's called a commercial real estate income fund. And what that does, it allows you to earn a secured 8% yield. You can either get monthly checks, or if you want, you can reinvest them back in the fund and keep your money compounding that way. There's a website people can find out about it, which is commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. They've also got a phone number, 888-444-2012. Now, this is only domestic. This is not having anything to do with Britain or Europe or Brexit or anything whatsoever. What they're doing is they're lending money to high-quality commercial real estate developers that use it to renovate or build commercial properties. Could be like apartment buildings, shopping centers, assisted living homes, offices, those kind of things. They take the money, they renovate the place, pay interest, and a year to 18 months later, they sell it. And you actually, as an investor in a fund like this, get a piece of the profits when they sell the building, typically 18 months later. So you're going to get 8% a year, and then starting 18 months later, you'll get an additional maybe 2, 3%, something like that, when they sell, which is what's called a quarterly profit sharing. So there's an alternative you probably haven't heard about, Doug.
Yeah, one of the things that I know from my own experience is that real estate doesn't go up and down like the stock market does.
Correct.
I mean, there can be fluctuations, but there's a lot more, there's so much more, I don't know if it's liquidity, but there's stability in it.
Correct.
And that would be what would appeal to me. It was
something like this does not fluctuate in value. In other words, you got your stocks and bonds jumping all over the place here. This cannot go up. It cannot go down in value. It's purely designed for income. And you can do it as a long-term thing if you like. You know, just keep it in an IRA and then have those 8% monthly payments compounding and get them grow it that way. You can do it outside an IRA as well. So say you're retired or semi-retired and you've got money sitting on a CD or bank account earning nothing. You put in a commercial real estate income fund and get 8%, and now you got some income to live off of without having your principal fluctuate in value anything. I mean, that's a big difference in today's world.
In order to find out more about this way to earn a secure 8% yield in what really is a 0% world, go to commercialrealestateincomefunds.com. Commercialrealestateincomefunds.com, or you can call them at 888-444-2102. That's 888-444-2102. There's a video you can watch, explains the whole thing in detail. Our thanks to America's Money Answers Man, Jordan Goodman. He is known all over the country and all over the world as the man to go to for answering questions about financial security.
The Movie Man 6 second review starts now.
Independence Day thinks more is more by blowing everything up. I believe less is more. Like, none at all. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Today is Sylvester Stallone's birthday. I think he's 70 today, Chuck. Am I right?
He is 70 years old.
70 years old. Sly Stallone. Great shape. It takes a few drugs here and there, I think, to keep his shape. But
he looks good for 70. My God, I never would have guessed that.
No, he looks great. So, what's on the in the future? What are in his plans? What sort of things is he working on? Because he'll.
Well, I know. He just shot a scene. I don't know how much screen time he's going to have, but he's going to be in Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Really?
Yeah, he has it's probably a small role, but you know, it's interesting because over the last few weeks, I have a 1080p projector in my upstairs office where me and my wife and daughter and friends watch. We project Blu-rays. I recommend it highly for people who, you know, it's much better than the television. It's pretty expensive, but anyway, my daughter wanted to watch all the Rocky films, so in the last few weeks, we've watched all of them, and she loves them. The only funny part about my 10-year-old daughter is she doesn't root for Rocky. She roots for Apollo Creed, Club of Lang, not Dragon. So I found that a little bizarre. Yeah. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding. She, at 10 years old, she absolutely loves the character of Rocky Balboa. And it was interesting from my perspective to go back and rewatch these films, and I would rate them Rocky 1, 1976, I give a 10. Rocky 2, 78, I give an 8.5. Rocky 3, very entertaining movie with the introduction of Mr. T on film, 8.5. Rocky 4 with Ivan Drago character, 7.5, Rocky 5, the only real misfire in the series, but still enough entertainment value to give it a 7. But the last two, Doug, Rocky Balboa and Creed, I give it 10. I think they're just as good as the original film, which won the Oscar in 1976. And, you know, people can say whatever they want about Sylvester Stallone, but he created one of the great iconic characters that'll live from generation to generation.
Right, he did that twice. He created Rambo, which is, you know, same kind of a iconoclastic character, like him or not. It's a different sort of,
but even genre. His throwaway action films, he's done one great one, which was Cliffhanger. I think that's a terrific movie. But even movies like Daylight or Lock Up, if you see them on cable, you go watch them and have a great time. And I think the big difference between him, his career, and Arnold Schwarzenegger, the only thing Schwarzenegger did better, I think, was comedy, where Stallone did the movie Oscar in 91 and then Stop Where My Mom Will Shoot. They didn't work, but Arnold did, you know, Kindergarten Cop and Twins, and he's really good
at
those
movies.
Yeah, right. He is good at that. Chuck Curry, our movie man, with more movie news in a moment here.
This is what it sounds like at a car dealership that doesn't offer big cash back.
Oh.
And this is what it sounds like at a Chevy dealership that does offer big cash back on award-winning vehicles.
Booyah! All right!
During the Chevy 20% sales event, get cash back for 20% of the MSRP on many 2016 Chevy models. For the best selection, get to your Chevy dealer now. For vehicle eligibility, visit Chevy20%.com. Not available with special finance, lease, or other offers. Take delivery by 7/8/16. See dealer for details.
Napa Know-How! Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
All right, so Chugger, what else do we have this exciting movie news today?
I just wanted to point out one more thing about Rocky. When I was 11 years old, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I actually remember going to the theater myself at 11 years old to see Rocky. And I can't even imagine letting my daughter, who's 10, will be 11 in October, going to the movies by herself, which tells you how the world has changed. One other bit of movie news. A lot of films dubbed this summer have pretty much clunked at the box office, except for, say, Finding Dory and Captain America Winter Soldier. A couple movies tracking, Star Trek Beyond, tracking at a $60 million opening weekend, which is above the par. And the female Ghostbusters movie, which hits theaters on the 15th, tracking at around a $50 million opening weekend. A lot of studios throwing a lot of money at these big summer films, but having a hard time getting that $85 to $100 million opening weekend.
Yeah, but Ghostbusters, you can understand that. Aye. Man, the trailers.
You'll love it that much, huh?
Yeah.
That much.
Thank you. I love it that much. Chuck Curry with Jen and Victoria. I'm Doug.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.